on Hip Hop Nation. I am Nina Nine to get it to you, and I got more coming up on your request too. But I told you I wanted to put you up on who's coming through this week.
Please now, do put me up on who is coming through this week.
Mozzie, straight from the West Coast, coming through and kicking with me under the gun. Hopefully you got to catch that. If not, you know we got On Demand, so give me a couple days and I'm gonna throw it up there so you can check it out if you missed it, or if you just want to hear it again. So, but moving forward, tomorrow I got somebody else coming through. After he finish up his own thing, DJ Envy is gonna come through and kick it with me. He got a lot going on right now, including single he just dropped with Teddy Wong. It's a lot that he got his hands in, so I'm gonna find out everything he's got going on, and we're gonna listen to some music too. So make sure you to check it out tomorrow. DJ Envy, under the gun, and we'll be at Eastern.
Got good and bad news. Good news, the Destiny 2 Rockstar cans are out in the wild. Bad news, it's only the regular punched, not the diet, not the zero punched. So that's more calories than I want, but I bought two of them this morning anyway. What did the code get you? That's a great question. I don't know. Codes unlock in-game gear, plus chance to win collector's edition games, PlayStation 4 Pro system, Warlock Edition Husqvarna motorcycle. So, great, maybe you'll win a motorcycle. I hope that game's good. I hope that there's enough of that game to last. I hope they do more out of the gate to have like good repeatable content than they did in Destiny 1. The dailies, the nightfalls, the stuff they did to try to get you to funnel into specific things, I just never was that appealing to me. Except in cases where I felt like, well, I need these fucking strange coins to get this fucking exotic, you know. Like, it just became, like, the grind. Like, the content itself wasn't fun, wasn't that much fun to repeat. Especially the fifth or sixth time you did it, because, or 20th, or 30th, or 50th, you know, there were definitely, in my time with that first game, where I was just like, well, I'll just go to the Strike playlist, because there's nothing else left to do, it's Vanilla Destiny. But I need some stuff to level up to fucking get better gear, so I guess I'm just gonna play 'em again. Yeah, like I feel like the things around the Nightfall hinted at something better in a way. Like, the elemental burn stuff, like, that was, like, the only spot in that game, or one, it felt like one of the few spots in that game, and there's stuff I didn't do later on, so maybe they got better at it, where, like, the damage type actually made a difference, where it's like, oh, it's an arc burn, so that's good, because I've got this good weapon, and, you know, I'm going to be able to get through these elemental shields, you know, like, whatever it is. It felt like the game barely tapped into that type of tactical stuff. It's probably for the best because, you know, it's not like they made it, like, super easy to change your weapon loadout on the fly unless you installed fucking browser extensions and stuff like that. And then you hard in Elemental Moths. Yeah, we'll see. That seems like an undercooked part of the first game, so I guess it makes sense for them to, like, flesh that out. But also, I hope they do more than that, because, like, that's kind of... kind of basic, kind of standard stuff. Like, we're just talking about Pokemon at that point. Yeah, my gun does psychic damage. I want to say this is the Jeezy track that was in Def Jam Icon. This entire month has been a real motherfucker. It's interesting, the difference, and I guess, you know, whatever, it's understandable, you know, like, when shit would go bad, you know, 10, 11 years ago, the nature of my job was such that it was very easy to just kind of sink into the job and, focus on it, you know. It was the job was a good distraction for, like, stuff that is going on in your life. And I mean, you know, like, the stakes are different, obviously. But at the same time, it is a lot harder to focus on do things when, like, when the job is very much focused on, like, putting kind of yourself out there a little bit. And, you know, like, you can't, like, you have to be present for just about every single thing you record in some way. Whereas before, like, I'm going to play this game for review. I'm going to, you know, and take care of the emails. Like, you know, it was not so forward-facing that you couldn't just kind of do it. And, it's a lot harder to fucking just do the day-to-day shit, when every single piece of it is... like, you know, more demanding, I guess, you know, so when stuff, especially, you know, higher stakes, you know, like, when I got a lot more going on in my life these days than I did then, for sure, and that obviously changes the stakes, but yeah, it gets a lot harder to do shit. when everything you do is some form of recording, you know? It's a lot easier to bury that stuff when you're just like, well, I'm going to write 2 reviews this week. Like, that shit is fucking simple by comparison. And now I'm driving into the office because there's some kind of all-hands meeting for the game group or whatever that, like, they might want me to get up and talk, but probably won't. And so it's like, oh, I guess I need to be there and not call in then, even though my guess is that I will get there and it will have been utterly pointless for me to have been there in person. Just rally up as we go into the fall and talk about our successes and blah blah. Like, yeah, okay. Fine. Okay. We've been pretty good at dodging most of that stuff. But if anyone is going to have to go in person, it's going to end up being me. So it makes sense. We're usually better about scheduling live streams up against the big meetings. Like, oh, geez, not going to be able to make it. I saw you saying something about a power outage. Yeah, I don't know. Saw something come through saying that Ben got into the control room and everything was turned off. I don't know where they got to with that stuff. That was like as I was getting in the car, so I don't know where they're at with it, but catch is that traffic is way worse these days, and I am backed up to a spot where I have not seen traffic in about a year. So maybe I won't even fucking make it. Has to say about going places. It just says don't. I launched the app and it was like, just no. Well, it says I'll get there at 9:47. So, I guess we'll see. The meeting end of the stuff is weird because, you know, there's, like, value in kind of keeping up appearances and showing up places to, like, kind of, if only to remind people outside of your immediate circle that, like, hey, we're over here, we're doing really well. Things are going really good over here. In case you forgot we were here. Hey, what's up? Things going actually surprisingly well. Not surprisingly well, they're going well. We plan for things to go well, they're going well.
Come to have fun, and you just say fuck it, balls to the wall.
That's gonna make a great sweet bro, Q. Make sure you cut that part out of this interview. All right, great, Marlon Wayans, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm out, man.
Yeah,
thank you, man.
Always good,
you.
Man.
Thank you. Y'all make sure you. When I drop, y'all, yeah, on the front.
Free is a decent price for rigs. Boy, I would not go buy a headset specifically to play rigs. Okay, let's see here. This says, traffic jam, 34 minutes. Good. Good. Overnight, all result of gang men's stupidity. By the way, gangsters should know what
The F-U-T-U-R-E should be a positive thing. Body and soul, and you wearing the same game.
One and the same, everyone came in the same chain. Thought with the same aim, brain games and names change. To protect the innocent, stand the lock, slander, and the master planner.
A Puyan arcade cabinet. That's, it costs $0. You just need to win. You just need to get to the final round and then get 7,428 points on Star Trek, and then they will give you the Puyan game.
Now I'm guilty. I used to get my bang on, and on the app, get my poor time slang on. He wanted time for me with no joke, though. They knew I was crazy, so they labeled me loco. Can't just be a girl out here with sport. Touch Los Angeles. I found life was much more suitable. The sounds of brother that makes black so beautiful. I ain't slipping up, yeah, I wouldn't catch you. I'm talking to all the blood and all the grip. Throw down your rag and get on the right track, man. It's gonna fight good night and be a black.
I want to buy all those episodes of Starcade on DVD or something. Or, you know, like they're streaming them on Twitch right now, and then they're going to, like, they've got their own streaming site for Shout Factory or whatever, and they're gonna put that stuff up on demand along with whatever other weird shit they own. But like, I'm not gonna subscribe to their service. I don't need yet another streaming service in my life. So but I would consider buying all 123 episodes or whatever it is on some kind of DVD box set or something like that, so that I can rip it and throw the DVDs in a drawer and just have them on a Plex server. With the cabinet and art, I mean, I want to say that a Puyan cabinet of that era would be, at least in the U.S., yeah, even in Japan, probably. Like, the art would probably be like a generic company logo thing. I want to say that when I saw that cabinet on the show, it was like just a Data East cabinet, so you really just kind of need the board and the marquee. Puyan's Data East, right? I'm not crazy. No, it's Konami. Right? Yeah, Konami made Puyan. Maybe there's side art, I don't actually know. But the side art is usually like a you know, like that. Even that's a giant sticker in a lot of cases. Because they just sell them as kits. Or at least in that era, they were selling a lot of games as kits. I mean, Puyan's just a vertical monitor game. It's not, you know, one button. Like, you could convert a Pac-Man. But maybe, I don't know, maybe it does have proper side art, control panel art. Probably does have a bezel, now that I think about it. I watched, one and a half episodes of Starcade last night on that stream, and I couldn't help but just, like, every single game they played, I was like, well, I'm just gonna fucking fire this up in MAME and play it instead. I'm gonna play me some Angler Dangler. A new version of Starcade? I was thinking that last night. That, boy, they should make a new Starcade. But the more I thought about it, I was like, sports professionals and other pro game. Yeah, fuck that. Who cares? Pro gamers, fuck that shit. I want fucking kids from Southern California playing games they've barely played. Playing fucking Munchmobile and having no idea how to fucking make the hand come out of the car and getting 200 points and going, fuck! I lose! Also, I learned that Mazer Blazer is not well emulated in MAME. Like, it's unplayable. I was bummed out because I saw it on the show and I was like, man, Mazer Blade. I feel like I saw one of those cabinets once, maybe, when I was a kid. But... and then fired it up and it was like, oh, this is not emulated properly. Puyan is my Stern. Okay, so that's a U.S. licensing thing. Konami made Puyan, but Stern licensed it for release in the U.S. That was back before Konami was putting their own games out in the U.S. I want to say Stern released like Scramble and Super Cobra around the same time, too. The same way Namco didn't put out their own games. Midway put out Pac-Man here. Ms. Pac-Man.
This is Backspin.
Super Pac-Man.
Yes, you are.
I like to hear a new beat on the request line.
Okay, you got it. Coming up.
The Rabbids Amiibo stuff is super slight. It is one new weapon for each character, and it's in the first tier of weapons, so if you don't unlock, it would be only valuable if you had all four of the Amiibo right out of the gate, because after the first hour and a half or so, you will have unlocked better weapons.
I'm a menace and I backfire. Looking at the shit just so you can remember I'm a
up to a brisk 30 miles an hour. Now noticing that my shoes are maybe tied slightly too tight, and that's uncomfortable, but here we are in the car. What am I gonna do about it now?
Classic like.
Word up, classic like and Koch, New York, baby.
Whoa. That nigga's in that Koch. Whoa. All right.
That was whoa.
Oh, shit. Go ahead.
Victory. mind. Always on my mind.
I've never really seen nobody move like that. I love how you move like that. Show me how you make your body move like that. Go ahead and make it move like that. I've never really seen nobody move like that. I love how you move like that. Show me how you make your body move like that.
People have studied
no,
before fantasy drafts?
I mean, a little bit, but yeah. Not like some people that you're really into.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll look over it. But, you know, Matthew Stafford, who just got paid, what, $135 million for the Detroit Lions, says he's going to use the money on diapers.
Okay.
Because he just had what? I think he just had twins.
Yeah, well, let me tell you.
You're telling the banker, no deal.
Yeah, no deal.
Okay, open the case. It's Pop Hits from the 00 to the 09.
Oh my God, yes! Yes!
On Sirius XM, Pop 2K.
Let's get it started in here.
Sorry, let's get what?
And the bass keeps running, running, and 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 running, running, and
in this context, there's no disrespect. So when I bust my rhyme, you break your neck. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. To lose the inhibition, follow your intuition. Free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, pull it, pulling me out. You wouldn't believe how we wow shit out. Turn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's turned out. Act up from Northwest East Side.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoned.
Alright, we're moving above 30, 36 miles an hour. This is huge. Dangerous. Not used to driving this fast. More like it. 8 miles an hour. That's just a little more my speed.
Well, thanks for hanging with me, Kat Corbett, filling in for Madison. I'll be back tomorrow, and then I think she's back on Friday. Let's go out there and be better people than we were yesterday, right? Let's be nice and just have an awesome day and try to do some good. I'll see you later. I'm going to leave you with Hole on Lithium.
Oh, make me over.
Get my face.
They're playing Lithium on Lithium. I think we win a prize. Like caller 9, I got a call.
That's okay, cause so are you. But there is something more. Cause every day for all I care, I'm not scared about my candles. In our days, cause I found God.
Benfield.
311 formed in 1988 in Omaha, Nebraska. The guys wanted to incorporate funk, reggae, and alternative rock. They signed to the legendary Southern rock label Capricorn Records and put out many albums there. The band's name was actually taken from a police code for indecent exposure after their original guitarist for the band was arrested for streaking, which means running down the street naked.
I like that he felt the need to fucking explain what the fuck streaking is.
says, however, a lot of the silage is being chopped in the area as well. And Matt Morgan sending us this picture of sugar beet harvest by Georgetown, Minnesota. He says conditions are ideal for harvest. You could use some rain, though, to help finish the rest of the crop. And take a look at the weather map this morning. You can see a couple of tropical systems. Of course, Tropical Storm Harvey will be weakening, turning into a very wet area of low pressure. Otherwise, high pressure dominating most of the Corn Belt. We'll have your forecast coming up. But first, here are some hometown temps.
This is Machinery. Where are you coming in? Time. Do we know?
I don't even know. I honestly feel comfortable right now. Uncomfortable right now. Sitting in your seat. Can you get here?
Of George Harrison
on the Beatles Channel.
What's going on, kid? It's time for us to begin. I see you grinning. I'm looking at that one.
Backspin.
Skate.
I'm gonna let this thing direct me in a different way, and I'm gonna not go in the tunnel. The tunnel is too much. There's too much traffic in there. There's too much construction on the other side of the tunnel.
It's Virgo season right now. My birthday was last night, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my birthday all weekend long. I'm celebrating. I'm partying right now on the turntables. It's the Sure Shot, baby.
I'm the all-sing swing kicker with no parental sticker. Advising y'all that wise words is much slicker. Under circumstances, label advances. Ample opportunity, infinite chances. The rhymes, sun-related beef, I don't stress. I see the scene go for infinite best. Your rap, clip step, packed with lies. Cowardly, you shoot up those innocent lies. Extra long verses, 100 bars to left. The percentage of the truth in the rhyme was 1/10. A solid mass of minerals, easily broke down. Hard rock MCs, you're nothing but compound.
sparked by the endless greed of CEOs and the videos with those questionable flows. Take it 26, cut it down to 4 bars, make it a hook. If it's not my song, it's in the bus.
Stop, stop. Is it banging at my door? Is it abstract, commercial, or hardcore? Better know who the they looking for, cause they don't want more. Yeah, knock, knock. Who the is banging at my door? Is it abstract, commercial, or hardcore? Better know who the they looking for, they don't want more.
Pretty good view of Alcatraz right there. Okay, now we go straight and we go down the hill again, and then we bust a ride on Columbus. Like you, but a car don't make the man. What makes the man? If you don't have a plan, then you're sinking in the sand.
back. One later, all I saw was your man. And your hand was a grand, so I took it and ran. Dropped the LP and dedicated to you, my man. Silly hoes, call me BJ Ski. Representing the club.
You're stopping and I'm going.
Call me BJ Ski. Representing the club. Call me BJ Ski. Call me BJ Ski. Call me BJ Ski. Call me BJ Ski. Representing the club. BJ Ski. Representing the club. BJ Ski. Just kept it on the low, 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 like the wizard and Mojo. Let me let the chorus flow, then you hear the blow.
Let me wanna sing to it. Ha, ha. You from here, right? Ha, ha. You from here, right?
Rest in peace, Jay Dilla.
You from here, right?
Greatest on the beats ever. Short shot. Backspin, channel 43.
Let me see it. Dilla show you how to MC it. Beats bang the fuck out the MC kit. Bob shit, we got this and we give it it. Y'all will agree it's simply the truth. Keep niggas in line like the simply do.
Oh, man.
If you're not in my face, then you're not in my mind. The one that hates Jay, cause Jay done got on the shine. See, they don't know this nigga, Jay done got on the grind. Got a lot on the mind, if I just let it all out. They want to see me fall out. Come down to the D, baby. We can bounce to the T in the city.
Driving past the Bikram Yoga, and then we bust left on Filbert. Supposed to turn, but the writing on the lane itself saying like school crossing or something was facing the wrong way, so I thought it was a one-way street that they were trying to send me on. Well,
change the situation. Miscommunication lead to complication. Law of emancipation don't.
Okay.
One time for the planet of New Jersey. That's what I represent. Big shout out to everybody tuned in worldwide. West Coast, down south, New York City, wherever. Let's go.
The sweetest thing I've ever known was like the kiss on a California soft caress of happiness. The way you are, your style of dress. I wish I didn't get so weak. Ooh, baby, just to hear you speak. Makes me argue just to see how much you're in love with me. What's the sweetest thing I've known? What's the sweet? You know that sweetest thing I've known.
Even this route is affected by the same construction because I have to cross the street I normally drive down. Here at the Taqueria Zorro. Ugh. Ooh, I should break the law and turn left here. Ooh, I should just do it.
Shorty dick, you wasn't from this side. We did the slide. And let me whip your ride. Elbow, you had to play the size up. See, vocab was exquisite and still on the street.
I should have seen her like when Ice met Tina. How you were sugar when I booked the arena. Dicks had you locked up. Fates had us knocked up. Snakes and mistakes. Could get anybody pop up. I stayed in the struggle. Breaking the trouble. Why you on the street? I'm on tour. We made
up. Like hella heat fire. And you held Mike to find with every cat singing what you want sound. You was the media's dish. Locked in the media. Calling me your little brown girl, sweet fish.
More times than not, it got hot trying to date you. You know I never meant it when I told you that I hate you.
No, during our term, everyone tried to beat us. I keep you in my heart, you was always the sweetest.
Sure,
hip-hop, it's the Sure Shot. Big shout out to the Alcoholics crew, man. Cali, what up?
Or should I say liquid? Man, it gets funky on the track that my nigga E Swift is rolling with the alcoholic group, call me Cooper. Front of the mill still got your neck in the noose, but hey, I be the K-I-N-G-T for short. Ballin' is, I play your rhymes like a sport. Quicker when I kick it, yeah, that's the ticket. Tossin' up a 40, still bustin' off the liquid.
It's hard to pick a favorite.
Man, that's a black hole.
But this is one of my favorite Pete Rock remixes. Turn it up.
One day I got struck by knowledge of self, they gave me super scientific powers. I leap over lies in a single black pocket. One day I got struck by knowledge of self, they gave me super scientific powers. Now I run through the ghetto, battling my arch nemesis, Mr. Ignorant. He's been trying to take me out since the days of my youth. He fears this day will come. I'm on the trail, but sometimes he slips away. Because he has an army, they always give me trouble. When I drop it, but no matter what he's doing, he can't stop the profit. Let's continue the saga, Mad Max drama. I met this chick, she said she knew where ignorance was at. I said, where? She said, downtown. He had babies having babies, and young niggas selling crack. I think the bitch is lying, it's a setup, I can smell it. But ignorance is running rampant. So I pops up on the A train. I'm being followed. My seventh sense is in danger. I turn around, it's anger. And he brought a marble on. It's the same old song. Hey. This fear and animosity got broke with the swiftness. I don't know what they think this is. I feel a sharp pain in my neck. Now I can't feel my hand. They hit me with a dart filled with the pork chop shell. I tried to hold on, but before long I dropped. And I hope I was locked in the barber shop, trapped in the barber's chair. Oh no, they're gonna try and cut my hair. But that can't.
Yeah.
the patty man, I mean that dude the snake. So how do you figure that Atlanta that don't be putting them straight? The son of players, they give it to me. My dad is in my lap, so what you wanna be shot now? I'm missing the bone, Jeffrey Shaw, my brain ain't gonna stop.
Too close for comfort, too close to home, too close to be playing your bus on me. Why don't you get your own? As long as I got this league elite, people see that we can be on top of things without causing another nigga sorrow. I know it seems it ain't enough to go around, but keep on holding on like they focus. It's a better day tomorrow, that's all I can say. Can't tell the future, tomorrow's another day, but today they just might get you for your ride, fuck your pride. I better be out your seat, quick and snappy with a happy face before you bleed. Ask me if that material shit is rough your life. I don't know about yours, but if so, get broken pipes, right?
What the fuck are you doing? All right. I made it, which is good because I have to pee a lot. Sorry to brag about it, you know. But, yeah. I'll see you later. Have a good Wednesday. Have a good Wednesday.